When the full extent of the grotesque immensity became apparent, it resembled a vast ragged island with an underside so notched, craggy and serrated it might have been wrenched whole from the bedrock of some malformed planet.
"Meet the Godhead," Talavera said, "in all his irresistible glory."
Chapter 40. Robert. The empathic entity, the Godhead's dislocated conscience, used its drone to attach protective frameworks to the head and foot of Robert's couch. Essential nutrient and medication sacks were taped to the underframe, and most of his monitor wires were removed. Then, suspensors in the frameworks were activated, and the drone steered him out of the small grey room and into a passage that sloped downwards in a straight line for quite a distance.
"Could you summarise what we're doing again?" Robert said as he floated downwards. "Especially the part about how we defeat the Godhead with his own dreams. You see, the more you repeat it to me, the more confident I'll feel about the undertaking as a whole."
"Very well," said the empathic entity via its drone. "There is a specific area of the Godhead's brain where sleep imperatives and symbolic memories continuously entwine, which, over time, I have come to call the dream gyrus. The Godhead never wholly gives itself over to sleep, but it does allow selected areas of the cortex to slip into the dream state as an aid to neural repair and low-level cognitive indexing. Once we reach the dream gyrus, you and I shall co-interface with the localized synaptic web and force the Godhead's awareness into the sleep-dream state. Then, with your memories of the Tanenth homeworld, we will compel it to accept its guilt and remorse and thereby persuade it to abandon the multi-missile launch. So, do you feel more confident now?"
"Not especially," Robert said, "although I can say that I've not been overly discouraged.
Glad I could be of service." From a regular passageway, their route turned into a twisting tunnel, whose walls looked oddly organic in shape, but stone grey in colour and surface texture. The tunnel turned and curved through some hairpin bends that were a challenge to negotiate, but eventually they reached an easier section which widened, opening out. At this point, the empathic entity's drone remote halted and it spoke to Robert.
"We are about to enter the dream gyrus," it said.
"What you called the metaquantal flux is strong here, so do not be surprised by anything that you see or even think that you see. Once we co-interface with the synaptic web, we will be able to exert a measure of control and counter any troublesome manifestations." Robert gave a puzzled frown, then bit his lip, as the couch knocked against a jutting curve of tunnel floor, causing a passing twinge of pain. Further on, they reached a wide, long, low-ceilinged cavern, where the floor was uneven and where tapering hummocks formed rough columns with ceiling protrusions. This was all visible through long, glowing veils that trembled or flickered. But as they moved forward into the cavern, Robert saw that the veils were streams of pale images rushing up and down between ceiling and floor. Occasionally, he caught glimpses of himself on the river, in the Hammer Giant's cave, in the auditorium with the crowd of roses.
"Is this where the Godhead's experiences are recycled as dreams? Or does it dream all the time?"